weekend. He's Bish. This is John Bishop's Alphabet Soup. City Talk 105.9.
Hello, it's John Bishop, Calvin Roberts. This is the Alphabet Soup. This is that little period between Christmas and New Year where you don't know what to do with yourself. And so we're here to fill your ears with magic and wonderment. Mr. Roberts, how are you?
I'm alright, actually. Still feeling festive.
You're still feeling festive.
I've mince pied out. I'm completely turkey plucked.
Turkey plucked, what does that mean?
Well, in a nutshell, I'm just trying to say I've had a lot of mince pies and I've had a lot of turkey.
All right, fair enough. Well, it is that time of the year. Well, I'm rough, to be honest, as you can probably tell.
You're feeling a little bit fragile.
Well, I consumed too much alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
And what I've decided is, because in January, I'm on a complete detox and I will not consume any alcoholic beverage and I'm going to watch what I eat and all the rest of it, I've decided in December I need to try and give myself some work. So I'm just seem to be thinking, well, I'm not going to be drinking next month, so I might as well drink every day now. last night I went out with mates around town and I've got to be honest with you, if drinking bottles of beer was an Olympic event, I would be Chris Hoy. I would be up there.
You'd have three medals.
I'd be the three medaled medallion champion, although I did get booed off on the karaoke at the Vines. It was the bigger I got, which is unfortunate, to get booed off during the karaoke. I think it was unnecessary, to be fair. Didn't have to boo.
And a career low, that has to be said.
No, it'll go lower than that. Yeah. There's ways to come. Yeah. I was quite disappointed, to be honest. I was giving it the monkeys.
Which one? I'm a believer.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. See, that's not booer offable, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Is that how it sounded in the Vines?
No!
Worse, better?
No, because I got so depressed, I drank more afterwards, so I was better than that. But it was good, and then at the back they had the a Beatles group on. So you know when you're drunk and you're walking around somewhere, because it's massive, that place, and you're walking around somewhere, and there's a room there I'd never been in before, and the Beatles were playing, and I thought, what's happened? I've had a lot to drink. It's 1964. What's happened there? So everything was good. Everything's good. Did you enjoy the old festivities overall?
Yeah, it's been...
Did you watch any Christmas telly?
Well, I watched... it's quite hard to think back already, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
I watched The Witch and the Wardrobe film. Which is
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Yeah,
the new one. That was on over Christmas. And do you know what, though? You know what the funny thing is? I mean, do you suffer from this, right? You'll watch a film on television. You'll make a point of sitting down to watch a film on television that you've already got on DVD.
I know.
Why do we do that?
Don't even go there. I found Melanie at Sky Plus a film that we'd bought. I couldn't get my head around why you would record the film that you've got on the side.
Yeah.
It makes no sense, does it?
And I've got an even better one than that. I bought a DVD 2 weeks ago that I've already got. And I didn't realise he'd even had it.
What was it?
Aliens.
You bought it. And how did you find out that you had it? Is it because all your DVDs are now alphabetical?
I knew you were going to say that then.
You're so obsessed.
I knew I had it. It's one of my favourite films, and I knew I had it on VHS, but I wanted it on the DVD, and I thought, special edition, got to have that. And not only did I actually have Aliens already DVD, but I actually already had the special edition director's cut.
So how special is the special edition of Aliens?
Well, it's extra special. Now I've got two of them, but It just means you get a few more clips, doesn't it? I mean, it's the kind of thing you'll watch once and then you just put it back into the part with the rest of them.
I know.
Nothing special about it at all.
The consumption of stuff like DVDs and films and stuff of that nature, in all honesty, is mental. It is mental. Because you don't watch them over and over again. I can't. I shudder to think how many DVDs we've got. I mean, we're not gonna. We never watch them ever, ever. I feel like I'm doing an advert for Blockbusters.
Expecting a call.
Oh no! I've just been texted. Joe.
Oh, here we go. Is it clean?
It's cleaning.
Is it off mic?
No, it's off another comedian, Steve Harris. He said, because of the current economic climate, Quasimodo is had to take early retirement. He got 20 years back pay and a lump sum.
Hey!
Hey! Here having it! Hey! Here having it, missus! That's your Christmas joke.
Has he just opened his cracker? That's a bit late in the day, isn't it? Come on, Steve, we did ours 2 days ago.
I thought that was all right, though.
Not too bad.
It's not too bad. I mean, it's not easy to make a joke out of Quasimodo and link it into the current economic climate. You know what I mean? I think if you're given those two things as ingredients, that's not a bad effort from the lad. What were we talking about?
DVDs, man. Oh, yeah, so DVDs. Many.
DVDs. Well, look, we're now in that period where parents have already realised that they wasted money on getting the kids the presents because the kids are bored with them. Mm. You know what I mean? There's loads. We're at that bit where...
This include puppies.
That's a bit cruel. Hey, you have got a puppy. It's for life, not just for Christmas. But it is. It's one of those things I find like with our kids now because they're getting older. They just want money and stuff. You know? But I remember you used to go to all these lengths to get them stuff. And they'd end up messing with the box, or they get it out the box and play with it once. I tell you, the biggest thing, and fathers of lads will understand this, Scalextric.
Brilliant.
Yeah, brilliant. But no one wants to get out the box. It's a hassle to set up. So we end up, one year we got two Scalextrics for the kids. So we had a massive Scalextric. It was longer than the M6. It was huge, the Scalextric. Because we linked all the Scalextrics together. Played with it twice. Just because no one could be bothered getting it out. And I just thought, you know, because then you'd end up saying, you know what we'll do is we'll set it up and we'll leave it set up. And I'm thinking, why am I going to do that? Why are we going to have a Scalextric set up permanently in the living room?
I think you got to coax kids into this. And the way you do that is by, first of all, getting them a Hornby train set.
Hornby train set.
Now that's, you know...
No! By first of all, Thomas the Tank train sets. Now, it never existed when we were kids, but because you haven't got kids, you wouldn't have come across it. Mm. But I tell you, the industry behind Thomas the Tank train sets is phenomenal. They have these wooden train lines, and they have these trains, they're all magnetic, and they all go in. That's a train set.
Yeah.
That's a proper train set, that is. Mm. Yeah, proper hard train set as well. Hard wood. Should see kids fight with that, throwing it at each other. Honestly, I remember Luke hitting Joe on the edge with the bridge. It was terrible.
Oh.
It was only about three. Joe's whole fight just stood up and hit him on the edge of the bridge. And he hadn't done anything wrong. It was one of those moments, you know, where you get something and you can see a kid thinks, I wonder what'll happen if I do this. He just got up and bung. Anyway, if everyone has been through that Christmas turmoil and all the rest of it, what we do on this show, although we haven't done it yet because we're just having a little catch-up and trying to survive, is we base the show around things in the alphabet. That's what we're meant to do, essentially.
Mm.
What letter of the alphabet are we up to?
We did E, which was repeated last night. So that means it's up to F.
F, you said that with masses of enthusiasm.
For Father Christmas, who's now putting his feet up.
Yeah, yeah.
With a well-deserved glass of port.
And that fella hasn't got gout, I don't know. You know what I mean? Everywhere he goes, he's drinking sherry.
Only once a year, though.
I know, yeah, but you know, you consider how many glasses of sherry that is. Mate, he's, good job, he's magic, innit?
What do people good. Who don't drink give Santa? I mean, you know.
They don't get presents.
Is it that simple?
That's simple. Santa doesn't take presents to people who don't drink.
A bit unfair to kids, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's their fault, isn't it?
It's harsh, but fair.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You don't want to be a kid of somebody who doesn't drink. It's not right.
No.
Although I haven't said that, by this time next year, that may be the situation with my kids. And the fact that's what I can say to them, you've got no presents this year because I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
Because Santa won't come to the house.
Looking at you right now, John, I don't think that's going to happen.
Why? <Yeah.
laughs> I remember this time last year, you was going to go on.
No,
a
I am.
I think you did for a while.
No, I tell you why, because I'm running a half marathon in March. And so I'm definitely up till then trying to get myself fit again.
Which one properly. You doing?
It's out in Wilmslow. Yeah, just because a few of my mates are doing it over there.
Wilmslow's quite hilly.
I believe so.
Yeah, 13 miles.
I don't care. By March, I'll be flying.
13 miles.
13 miles uphill. Put them all uphill if they want. I'll do it backwards if you like.
Can't you just do a fun run? Fun runs are all right, because you feel like you're doing something and it's only a couple of miles.
Well, I'll make this run fun.
How will that be fun after 8 miles going up Wilmslow Hill?
I'll get those glasses with the wobbly eyes and just run in a clown suit. I hate people who do that. I remember doing one run, doing a 10K run and getting overtook by a lad who was dressed as a clown. And I thought, why have you dressed as a clown? Well, why have you? I'm killing myself here.
I'd actually be more... try to think, why is a guy dressed as the clown overtaking me?
Yeah, with big shoes, big giant shoes on him.
Behind the clown. Yeah. Oh my word.
Big shoes on him.
I watched Days of the Tentacle Horse past you.
He beeped on his horn. Squared me with water from his flower. Yeah. No, but I don't know why you dress as a clown. You don't have to dress as a clown. Just run. No, I can't. Someone said to me, do you want to sponsor me? I'm going to do a run. I'm not going to say, well, I'll give you 50p more if you dress as a clown. Yeah, I'd sponsor more. You don't, do you? That's just posing, I think. Do you think?
I think it's getting to the fun of it. What's up with you?
I'm miserable, mate. I've got a hangover. I'm miserable. I've got a hangover. And it's that lull. It's the lull.
The lull.
It's the Christmas to New Year lull.
I must admit, I didn't expect you to turn up today.
Why?
I just didn't think you'd be here.
No.
I thought a couple of days of Christmas, you know, I knew you was out last night. I just thought, look, it's going to be just me today. And all me Christmas
I could see that
up.
Sense of disappointment when I walked in.
I know. I had me on jingle made and everything.
Go on. What were you going to do? Tell us one of your Christmas jokes. Go on. Go on.
They're in the office.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Right, You're nothing without me,
son. Right, one of them was, you know, what do elves use to get to use them to get in between floors in a build in a big building, and elf-a-vator.
Oh.
You having that? This is what you deprived the listeners. They had an hour's worth of this.
I'm having it.
Yeah.
But I like the way. Say it again.
What do elves use to get themselves in between floors in a high-rise building?
What?
An elevator.
Very good.
Yeah,
very
do you like that?
No, I like it. But I also...
That was out by Christmas cracker. I know, on Christmas Day, and I kept that.
You were saying it as if you didn't know the answer yourself.
Well, I didn't, because I didn't say it down. That was just purely from memory.
If you've got a joke in your head, you've just got to power it out. You can't go, what do... Elves, you're in a big building. Elves, you know elves, little fellas, and get up in between on floors on a building.
Well, you're paid in life to tell a joke. I'm not. You know, you.
I'm not, mate. I do purely for the love of the art. Anyway, we're going to go for a break.
No.
Oh, we're not going to go for a break.
No, you have to keep sitting there croaking.
No. The only reason I was saying that is it might allow us an opportunity to consider a word beginning with the letter F.
Frankincense. Now, what's all that about? Does anyone know what frankincense is?
What is it? No idea.
Do you not remember the three wise men going to see baby
Jesus?
Yeah,
but I don't know what it is. You know what? I've always thought it was. I've always thought it was a fragrance of some reason.
What, like modern day brute for Jesus. There we go. Times are hard. We'd have got you the 50 milliliter.
No, we've got a new baby. What have you? I splashed this all over. can we find out what frankincense is? And myth. And also, you know, let's be honest, if you've got three wise men, there must have been a point where three of them have walked along and one of them saying, let's carry on going to stars over there. And one of them must have turned around and gone, do you know where you're going?
They were on camels, weren't they?
Do you know where we're going? You're just walking all over the place here. You know, there's no sat-nav or not, was there?
Well, that big star was the sat-nav. That big star didn't lead them down to a country lane with a dead end like these sat-navs do with lorry drivers.
I tell you what, makes you wonder, doesn't it, why someone hasn't brought a sat-nav out called the big star. It's another business idea. Every time we do this show, I don't know, Richard Branson's linked into us or what. Every time we do this show, there's some magic comes out of it.
Yeah, but you're limiting your market there because only one type of religion would buy it.
Good point.
Yeah, you see.
Good point.
It's all down to the marketing plan.
Good point.
Profit and loss.
The whole thing about the three fellas on the camels following the star. Now, I don't know how they or whether they were mates at the beginning. They all got to know each other. It's very hard to tell. If you go to a school nativity, it's very difficult to tell. They never explain that bit. They just turn up. And there is that thing where none of us... In fact, that would be a good thing to give someone for Christmas. You know, some frankincense, some myrrh. Is it myrrh?
I thought it was myrrh.
Oh, myrrh, yeah. Myrrh's laughter, isn't it? Myrrh. What's that?
No idea.
And gold.
I know about gold.
Yeah, but...
I bet I'll do three guesses. I bet he kept the gold.
But if they are the original Christmas presents, why... We should start. We should bring them back. Calvin Roberts will reveal to the world what is frankincense and myrrh.
Oh, thanks. That over to me, is it? Well,
you're the one with the buttons in the internet.
I know, but it's all just gone off a little bit. Myrrh was some kind of material that back in the day, you know, of Jesus and King Herod, was used a lot for actually embalming people, believe it or not. Not very exciting, I must admit. And frankincense... Hang on, I'm on a roll here. Frankincense was some kind of oil. It was like a scent.
Scent,
so
yeah.
It was like a perfume.
Yeah.
And gold, obviously, we know about gold. So myrrh it's described here as a reddish material. Maybe that's where the red for Christmas comes from. Who knows?
I can't imagine why you would give somebody an embalming cloth who's just had a baby.
No, it's not just for embalming. It could be used for embalming.
Oh, right.
There's probably lots of things you could use for it.
You could swaddle a baby.
Basically, it's a bed of cloth. It's like if you go to somewhere and ask for a foot of cloth, you get myrrh. You get, I'll have 2 foot of myrrh. Thank you very much.
2 foot of myrrh.
2 foot of myrrh. And the oil is an oil that could be used for burning or whatever. Or maybe it's just a scent. So there you go. He was actually, he had quite a good Christmas, actually, Jesus, there. He got a bit of gold, bit of material.
Interesting, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And
I'll tell you something else that I've just discovered here, okay? Could you name, start F for 10, name the three wise men?
Name them?
The names are here.
No way.
Yes.
They were kings, weren't they?
Yes, they were kind of king-like.
King-like?
Hang on. The Margi, as they were called, Margi are wise men, have been described not only as wise men, but kings and Persian priests and astrologers. Now, that makes sense.
Ah,
if they're astrologers,
the star thing.
They knew it was for the star. And they were called Gasper.
Imagine Patrick Moore turning up at your house with the big eye. You've got a baby.
What, with some gold frankincense and myrrh?
Yeah.
They were called Gasper, Melchior and Balthazar. It sounds like the Arsenal team, doesn't it? So Gasper, Melchior and Balthazar, they were the three wise men, kings, priests, astrologers. Take your pick. Hey, that's interesting. There is a little bit here which I knew about because it's about the Epiphany, isn't it? And it's the 12 days after Christmas.
I stayed at a hotel last week, and as we were checking into the hotel, the Sir Thomas Hotel, one of the people who works there is actually called Epiphany.
Really?
What a beautiful name that is.
Aww.
It's a bloke, like. Didn't look right on him. No, it was a girl. Lovely name, isn't it? Epiphany.
What's that for short? Pip.
Well, that's what I said. Has anyone ever called you Epi?
Epip.
Epiphany. But it's a lovely name, that. Lovely Epiphany. Name. Epiphany.
Mm. So we learned something there.
Well done. I'm so glad that you're here, Mr. Roberts. Again, I haven't brought out.
Thank the internet. There you go. It's all the information you need to know.
But the 8,000 things book that I've got that I've left at home again, I don't need because I've got you.
That's right.
I've got you and the power of the internet to find stuff out there, to be honest. None of us really wants to know anyway. Did you get a selection box?
Yes.
That's what I said. Did you? Did you read it all in one go?
I bought it myself, admittedly. But...
You can't buy your own selection box.
You can with the half price, you can. They were half price in the answer the next day, on yesterday, Saturday. Great.
So you went in buying half price selection boxes?
Yeah, because if you do the sums right, I mean, don't mock me for this. This is clever economics. The actual price of the selection box was cheaper than buying all the chocolate bars individually. And that's including the packaging that you have to normally fork out for. Hey,
look at him, bargain on the Mr. Aldi himself. Absolutely. Well done. I'm impressed.
There you go. There was a curly whirly in there.
Go on, tell us the order. Tell, because I'm sure the listeners want to know how you indulged yourself.
There was the figure of fudge.
Yeah.
That was just enough to give me a treat. That was the first one. That got devoured first. And then the curly whirly.
Yeah.
I've not finished it yet, I have to say.
Oh, I'm impressed by your self-control.
Crunchy.
Yeah. Packing of buttons. There's always buttons.
I finished the buttons off.
It's the only time you ever get buttons. No one buys buttons unless they're it. Oh, dear.
Yeah. And a toffee crisp.
Toffee crisp?
Yeah.
What's a toffee crisp?
A toffee crisp, it's like a Rice Krispie bar.
Oh, the orange one. The orange.
Oh, the orange packaging.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Hey, there you go, eh?
Nice to see you do well.
I think it was, how much was it? It was like £1.20. Now you
can't walk away from a £1.20 selection box.
How can you?
I mean, it's mocking you at £1.20. The selection box is just laughing at you if you walk away. It's saying, I'm £1.20. Come and eat me, tubby. You can't. No.
Excuse me.
Well, yeah, but that's it. I'm not talking about you personally.
I'm
not talking about you personally.
It's the usual dig.
I'm just saying that I would imagine that's what a selection box calls everybody. Tubby, you included.
Thanks.
I could imagine it turning out and saying, come on, have a go if you think you're hard enough. That I could see that. At 120.
Mm.
Hey.
Yeah. It works out like 20p a bar, doesn't it?
Oh, mate.
Bargain.
Oh, beyond bargain. Beyond bargain.
Vending machine up here. What I call the Dick Turpin vending machine.
I can't believe we're having this conversation. Go
50p for a Mars bar.
50p for a Mars bar. And you, no one messes with Kelvin Roberts. He's in there 120 selection box.
Curly whirly, crunchy, toffee crisp.
Listen to this.
And a finger of a fudge.
Mate, there's no credit crunch in your world, is there?
No, but there's plenty of fudge. Only crunch I've got in my household is a crunchy.
Exactly.
No, 20p.
That's the problem, you see. Everyone's complaining about the credit crunch. Kelvin Roberts' answer to that is just do some selective shopping. That's all.
With a selection box.
Be careful.
Quite literally.
Be careful of when you shop and where you shop. Stay in till Boxing Day and go out and buy every bar of chocolate and every Christmas pudding. Buy your Sprouts. Buy everything. Just move Christmas a day. And you, really, we all should all do. Everyone should just turn around one year and go, you know what? We're going to have Christmas on the 27th of December just to mess all the shops up. You can all go out and box it.
It'd be the same formula, just a day ahead.
I know. You don't tell them. you just tell you.
Ah, right.
Well, it wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't work.
Wouldn't work, because you'd have to Sky Plus the whole day telly to watch it on the 27th. You can't be. But if, it's like the people who go travelling on Christmas Day. Apparently, it's a great day to go flying because the planes are empty and stuff like that, and it can be a bit of a laugh. That would be good, because you could actually, or could you? Could you? Hang on, let me think about this. Could you arrive somewhere?
Are you trying to think of time zones here?
Yeah, it's not good with the hangover. I'm just thinking, when you leave one place on Christmas Day, could you? Oh, you could, yeah, you could, because I've done it. You could fly east, so you get over to Hong Kong and place like that. And if you leave here on Christmas Day, you will get there a day and a half later. So the day after Boxing Day. Because I've done it. I flew. We set off on the Tuesday. Mm. And I got there on Thursday.
That's quite a few different time zones, though, isn't it, though?
Yeah. But what, like, Wednesday didn't happen. Someone just took Wednesday off me. Mm. So imagine if you did that. If you set off on Christmas Eve, you get there Boxing Day. I don't know why you would do it. I have no idea why you would do it. I'm just saying you could.
Santa does it,
yeah. But he doesn't have an aeroplane,
yeah,
and he's magic. And
does have a trolley dolly as well. He has reindeer. You have a trolley dolly.
I have a trolley dolly. You said that like I've got one in the cupboard. Get your trolley dolly out to get us a cup of tea. I have got a trolley dolly. Melanie was a trolley dolly.
Was she really?
Yeah.
Up in the sky?
She was.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot you don't know, Mr. Roberts. Mm. There's a lot. Mm. There's a lot that perhaps we need to keep secret.
Okay.
You know, this radio show, I have to be honest with you, feels like the whole thing. It's like we're in a lull. We need to pick it up and get some focus. It's in that period between Christmas and New Year when no one knows what to do. And we're sat here looking at each other not knowing what to do. I'm about to sneeze as well. Hang on.
Oh, here we go. Go on. Your mic's down. Get out of the system while you can. Anyway, F.
All right, let's kick this show into action, big fella. Hey, we've had enough of you and your selection box gargling away there in the corner. Let's get on to what this show's all about, the letter F.
Alphabet soup.
F. Christmas F. Frankincense we've had.
Yep.
Think of another Christmassy or festive-y. That's a word.
Yeah.
F.
I'm struggling here. F, Christmassy, festive. Well, it's festive.
Yeah, it's not as easy as you think, is it?
It's not, actually.
There'll be somebody at home now shouting at the radio who knows something. What is there that's Christmassy? What is there? There must be something.
I can't. Oh God.
Frock, frown, fringe.
Father-in-law. Plus Father mother-in-law. Christmas. How were the in-laws this year? Did you have them over?
No. Christmas Day just us five. It was great.
Fantastic.
Great. Perfect.
Figs.
Well done,
that's
lad.
That's a good one, isn't it? Figs.
Figs. Yeah. That's a thing that you only see at Christmas.
Mm.
You know, have I ever told you this? Fig rolls. Remember those biscuits?
You can still get them.
Yeah. Fig rolls. Mm. I don't know why, but every time I see a fig roll, I always think of the Queen's Corgis.
Really?
I think of Corgi dogs. I was that. I've always wanted a few times. You know, I've had interviews and they put you through this isometric testing and you do word association. I keep on hoping one day that someone puts up a corgi or a fig roll, so I can say corgi, and the psychologist will go, can't give him the job, he's nuts, there's something wrong with him. Any man who thinks of corgis when he sees a fig roll, but it's true. You look at them, they're not that dissimilar.
They're like sausage dogs, in a way, aren't they? You don't see many of them, do you?
No, you don't. I don't know why that is. Another thing, yeah, why is there not a lot of corgis knocking about? Is the Queen banned everyone else from having them? She's the only one on the road allowed to have a corgi.
Yeah, who has a corgi? You know, I mean, a corgi to me, you would say corgi to me. I think somebody who fits gas fires.
Probably, you know. I think corgi cars.
Corgi cars.
Corgi cars, yeah, they would collect them.
Corgi's quite a big brand, isn't it? You got corgi dogs.
Yeah. Corgi's a big brand. You can get corgi dogs. The dogs aren't part of the brand. You know, they never thought, let's make cars. Let's make
corgi.
Let's make miniature cars, plumbers and dogs. You can't have them doing that.
Well, someone's got the monopoly.
Someone's got the Mr. Corgi himself. Is it like Branson? Everything's got Virgin in front of it. He's just got Corgi on everything.
Yeah.
I could work. I could go with that. Yeah. I could go with that. Anyway, the point of this show, apart from our rambling and coughing up our respective colds and flus and sore throat. My throat's getting all dry again. After that water. It doesn't last very long, does it, when you're dehydrated water? Is to go through the alphabet. We're on the letter F, and we're trying to discuss things pertaining to the letter F.
And so far, we've come up with frankincense and fig. It's a poor show, this, isn't
it?
It
is
today?
A poor show, it is.
So we're not really, it's not firing, firing, is it?
No, we're not firing.
But I think people can excuse that, you know.
This is the kind of show,
yeah,
where in our former life...
On the big sister station...
We'd have just put a few records on there, wouldn't we? While we composed ourselves.
But you see, I think it's credit to us that we could have just wheeled out a best of today. You know, it's after Christmas.
Don't be saying that.
I don't know what's
me.
On the TV today, but I'd imagine it's pretty good. You know, it's...
Yeah, it'll be good.
You know, it's Christmas Sunday.
Sure, Back to the Future's on.
It probably will be on somewhere. I mean, there's about 4,000 channels, so it'll be on somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and here we are. We've rolled in. You know, we've fought against the shoppers taking all the presents back because they either don't like them or they're not working.
All those people who use jumpers from Marks and Spencer's as gift vouchers. take it back and change it.
The people who take them back get the receipts and then go back the week later and buy the same thing just so they can save themselves 25%. We know who you are because I'm one of them.
Hold on a minute.
Although
I have to say to anyone, there's one particular shop I did buy something on that the receipts ran out, which I was a bit annoyed with.
We've got an IRS engineer outside. Come in.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go.
Got little Al. Little Al.
What are you doing here on Christmas Sunday?
What am I doing here on Christmas Sunday?
You are live.
Come in and see how you are.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, John. Merry Christmas, Kelvin.
Thank you. Can we have one of your clever voiceovers? Live.
Saying what? Okay,
hang on. Whatever.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, everybody! Have a good one! Can't stay long! Left reindeer on double yellows outside, so I'll have to go! Thank you!
Look at that. Wasn't even rehearsed.
Brilliant!
Talented,
brilliant.
Though.
You can't get that anyway.
You can't buy that, can you?
He is a standalone Christmas party. You don't need any music, you don't need anything, you just get Al in your house, give him a mince pie, he'll give you magic.
Yeah,
he'll give you magic. He'll do his voiceovers, his little funny impressions. He'll have a quirky discussion with you about who was second grip in the Alien film or whatever. Because he knows. He's got that nerdy knowledge of everything. So, no. And you know, let's be honest. For a moment there, you could have closed your eyes and thought it was Santa.
Just for a minute. I mean, if Santa was... recognised
really
as a 5 foot scrawny looking scrawny looking, that's harsh.
He's only a wee chap, isn't he? Athletic looking. He looks like one of those people who does athletics. Doesn't he? You know what
Actually,
I mean?
He does work out a lot.
Does he?
Yeah, he goes to the gym. Yeah. He'd probably beat you over 13 miles in a mini marathon.
Right now you could beat me over 13 miles. I tell you.
He'd be full Jimmy Curry, early.
Yeah, you could. I just got this thing, you know, when you do these runs and they give you drinks on the way around. Just Curly Whirlies.
I think it makes more sense, you know, you're a bit
probably
of sugar
does.
Content.
Probably yeah. does. Although I was told, like, don't eat chocolates, eat bananas.
Yeah, well, that's what tennis players eat. Slow burning energy.
Yeah.
You never see Agassi or Sampras or. You know, Federer without a banana.
You never see many tired monkeys, do you?
You know, and King Kong always had loads of energy. Yeah.
You never see any monkey going, look, I'm just knackered. I can really do with a bit of a sugar boost at the moment because I'm goosed. Would be interesting though, wouldn't it? Oh. Anyway, we're
Don't go to the break yet.
What?
Don't go to the break yet.
All right.
You got this habit of going to breaks early these days.
I'm trying to give this place a point.
Thank you. I can hear you now.
And that was funny that. Well, what people don't know is like we've got four microphones in the studio. So I was talking to Kelvin away from the microphone. And all I had to do was to turn my head slightly. But because of the way I feel, it was easier moving a big giant microphone than just tilt my head 30 degrees to the left. So what were we talking about then? Oh, yeah, F.
We should have just skipped F and gone straight to G, shouldn't we?
I can't think of anything beginning with G.
Yeah, but...
I'm not having a day where it's firing all on me. This word off that we do after is going to be terrible.
Yeah, I'm bound to win again, aren't I?
Probably.
So far, it's 5-0.
Probably, because I don't think I'm going to get past football.
Football? Now, there's one.
There's one, yeah. That's the thing as well. Over the Christmas period, that's one of the pleasures in life, to be fat and go and watch people play football. You're fatter than you were before Christmas, and you go to the match on Boxing Day and watch everybody run around. It's great. It feels like you've done exercise yourself. And you sit there and go, go on, run.
Not just football, though. People do go to rugby.
Rugby?
Witness are playing today.
Who?
Witness.
Yeah, I know. Who are they playing, do you know? Have you been? Have you been this year?
No, our season, they've turned rugby league into cricket. It's a summer sport now.
Well, do you do that with football over in Ireland?
Yeah, yeah.
Which I didn't know.
So in the old days, used to go and freeze our you-know-whats it's on the terraces, and now we have to take something.
So it starts in January, doesn't it?
No, they have a friendly around this time. And the actual season, I think, starts towards the end of Feb.
Yeah,
it's interesting. It's a good move, actually. It's a good move.
Should do it with football. Kids football, particularly. Mm. I mean, parents will understand that. Yeah, you go to kids football, and particularly for the ones that are on the side waiting to come on. The freezing cold, bitter, freezing. You got to get your backside out of bed to go. We should do all our winter sports in the summer. All of them. Don't you think? Don't think too long, will you?
What would you do about the Winter Olympics?
Yeah, but you can't do that in the summer, can you? No snow. Hmm. No, there's certain things you keep. But it's amazing that we do any good at all at any sport that we have. Because if you consider it, like football or athletics, you know, like you take the people who... Or tennis. People live in sunny countries, they can go and play. Look outside, you wouldn't want to play out there, would you?
Yeah, but at least in tennis, it's like you can play indoors.
If you've got an indoor tennis course. Yeah.
Maybe we just need roofs on stadiums, like Wembley, Millennium.
Yeah.
See, when Liverpool get their own stadium eventually, isn't that one of the plans?
So have a roof on it?
Yeah.
The way Liverpool are going at the moment, yeah. They'll be getting roofed by some gypsies that happens. They'll be doing some tarmac and some roofing for cash in hand. You know what I mean? I wouldn't build Liverpool's ground unless they pay me up front. Can't see them American. The Yanks would rob them. Let's leave it.
Let's not go there.
Let's not go there. It may well all change very, very soon. We all know that. Mm. So as far as the Christmas festivities go, we've discussed them. As far as Frankincense and Myrrh go, we've discussed that. We've even thrown in a mini discussion about Corgi and Mr. Corgi's expanding brands. However, we've not discussed the letter F very much. I'm going to sneeze. Am I? Nope.
You okay?
Yeah.
Can you hold to the break?
Yeah, I can. We're going to go into the break with a massive sneeze. We've not discussed the letter F. Now, this being the second season of our legendary show, we've already discussed F in the past, but I can't remember anything we mentioned?
That we liked about F. Or was that what we hated?
I can't remember.
It's what we hated, wasn't it? That was the way it was supposed to go. It was supposed to hate things that we liked then. Like things that we like. Now we've just kind of just come up with things that we can think of.
Now we just talk. Now we're just here having a chat. This show is real social commentary, because this show feels like the whole country feels at the moment, in that little lull, that little Christmas to New Year lull. What should we do with ourselves? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? And I think, I don't know why we do it this way. Well, when you think about it, we could have had Christmas Day on the 29th. I'm sure JC wouldn't have minded.
Well, this time next week, we'll have to do the show just after New Year.
Oh, God. No, that would be good then. I'll be on my detox.
Oh, really?
I would have come back off holiday. That would be my first day of detox. So I'm not going to have this sore throat, hopefully. What?
When's your marathon? In March?
March.
So you got 2-3 months to get yourself in shape.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Natural born athlete.
I'll sponsor you a fiver, don't you worry. I'll get you a fiver to go all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Terry go backwards. Realise this is the last show of the year, isn't it?
I've just realised that myself. Yeah. I've only just, as I said that then, I just realised we've been sat here rambling on, not really putting any structure or shape to the show. And what we should have been doing is discussing 2008, the year that was. What do you think was the most significant thing that happened in 2008?
For me, comply or die winning the national.
What?
Comply or die winning the national. Zach Hover winning the Arc. Nice filly. Need I go on?
What about
Carto Star falling at Haydock about 4 weeks ago?
What about the election of the first black American president?
Who, Barrack?
Yeah. I know he's not a jockey, so he probably didn't figure in your
mind. Well, the guy's not even started yet, has he? So,
starts in a fortnight, I think. Yeah, but he's been elected. We saw history being made.
Because he's a black man?
Yeah. But it would have been history if it was the
first
woman.
Firstly, I think all that should be irrelevant. I think the guy, should be...
Good points, good
should
points.
Have the job on his own merits, points, and let's see point. How the guy does. You know?
That's a very, very valid point and well put.
I mean, the Democrats are back in. Hopefully, Monica's been moved on now, so she won't cause any more trouble.
No. You know? Hillary's in.
Hillary's in. That's the... So yeah, I mean, it is a landmark, but I mean, this is obviously something from the news department, isn't it?
Okay, all right, capsule of culture.
I think it's been a good success.
Good success.
Without it being too kind of in your face.
Yeah.
You know,
best than you thought it was going to be. Best than I thought it was going to be.
You've had
definitely.
You've had Paul McCartney here, and you've had stuff like the BBC Sports Personality come here. The MTV Awards came here.
Yeah.
Unlikely they would have come here without the arena, obviously, because I don't think it sounded as good at the Royal Court. No offence to the Royal Court, but you get me drift.
I know what you're saying.
So,
and we only got the arena because that, so it's all happy days.
So,
been a successful year. That's been a successful year. X Factor winner.
Who was that again?
I forgot her name, The girl who was singing the Leonard Cohen song.
She's made an impression, hasn't she? Alex.
That's her name.
Alex Berg.
You know what? That just completely went out of my head. Then Alex Berg, No, that's not a significant moment of the year.
Not really.
Man United winning everything. Don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, apparently the world champions now. What's that about? They beat some Sunday league team from Cuba or something.
Some ridiculous thing.
Whose idea was that?
Seb Blatter runs FIFA, who I just think just goes on these junkets and somebody, in fact, I'm going to say it. I think someone from Japan's bunged them a few quid so that he holds the tournament there, and he makes the teams go. They have to go.
Yeah.
If you win the Champions League, you have to go. Which is all right if you're then playing against the South American Copa, whatever it is in South America. But then you're also playing the team who won the Thailand Cup. Just make any sense, does it? You know what I mean? And the Australian team. And as you say, these people from Q, it's rubbish. It's a daft thing. and they have to go right in the middle. Hopefully it ruins their season. That's the only benefit that you can possibly derive from it.
Mm. I mean, they did look quite embarrassed to even have won it, didn't they? You know.
Yeah. But hey-ho. I mean, I don't even want to talk about them. We had a brilliant Olympics.
Yeah, well done.
So that was another significant thing.
Yeah. Who won medals?
Oh, loads.
Nicole Cook, cycling.
Chris Hoy. Rebecca Adlington.
Yeah, the swimmer.
The young sports personality of the year, the little girl. Sounded a bit patronising that, the little girl, didn't it? But you know what I mean. But she was great. Sorry, I can't remember her name. No, I think this has been a good year for our country.
Yeah.
A good year for our nation. A good year when we could stand up and say, yes, we're British and we're proud of it.
Yeah. I mean, if you just lost your house, well, you do apologise for
the
good year.
Yeah, it's not been a great year for everybody.
You know, I must admit, if you lost your job and, you know...
I forgot about that.
If the kids are in care now, we do apologise.
Yeah, I forgot about the economic meltdown that was suffering. I was just thinking about stuff that we did when we were running and chasing things. We're running and chasing. All the running and chasing went well. We just haven't got any food left.
But yes. But yeah, it's been a good year. It's been a good year. And I feel good about 2009.
Do you?
Yeah, I do actually. I think there's a lot of good things going to happen.
So do I. Are we going to finish off with a quick word off?
Should we?
Yeah.
Is the bell here?
Yeah.
No.
No bell.
Okay,
quick clap of the hands. Are you ready?
Hang on, let me just get some words in my head just to
count. No, you can't do that. I'm starting football.
Fantasy.
Fringe.
Fantasia.
Front.
Fridge.
Freezer.
Fuzz.
Foam.
Flick.
Fact.
Film.
Filling.
Philly.
Floss.
Frank.
No, because all I could think of when you said Frank, all I could think of was Frank. I had Frank in my head. You said Frank, and I was thinking, Frankenstein. I just couldn't think of anything that Frank. I could have used Frankenstein.
Too late.
5-0.
6-0.
Is it?
A, B, C,
D, E, F. I'm going to stop doing this. It's not a good way of finishing the show, and it's also affecting my ego in a very dramatically negative way.
I'm sorry about this. Should we end with the happiest song in the world?
Let's end with the happiest song in the world. Let's end 2008 on a high. All the best for next year. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. God bless.
Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, we old bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, we old bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, oh? Bimbo is a little boy who's got a million friends, and every time he passes by, they all invite him in. He'll clap his hands, sing and dance, and talk his baby talk. With a hole in his pants and his knees sticking out, he's just big enough to walk. Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, we oh? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, we oh? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girlie, oh?